CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Grey Goose OPP are notifying relatives before identifying the victim of a fatal two-vehicle collision involving a motorcycle. The operator of the motorcycle was pronounced deceased at the scene after the crash on Highway 621 in Georgian Bluffs early last evening. OPP, Intertownship Fire Department, and Grey County Emergency Medical Services all responded to the report of a two-vehicle collision after 5 p.m. Here in Perth, Public Health is reminding everyone to be safe after Environment Canada issued a heat warning. High temperatures are expected today and tomorrow, with daytime highs hitting near 31 degrees, with Humidex values in the upper 30s. CKNX reporter Ryan Drury has more.
Hot and humid temperatures can also reduce air quality. Heat warnings bring an elevated risk of heat-related illnesses such as heat stroke or heat exhaustion. While extreme heat affects everyone, the risks are greater for young children, pregnant individuals, older adults, people with chronic illnesses, people experiencing homelessness, and people working or exercising outdoors. For CKNX News, I'm Ryan Drury.
Tips to avoid heat-related illnesses and signs you may have heat-related illness are available in our story on cknxnewstoday.ca. Here in Perth, Public Health is reporting three active COVID-19 outbreaks in the region. An outbreak continues at Stratford General Hospital with 9 patients infected. Maitland Manor Long-Term Care in Goderich is also experiencing an outbreak with 13 residents and one staff member contracting the virus. Queensway Nursing Home in Bluewater is in outbreak protocol after two staffers tested positive. And there are 4 active congregate living outbreaks. Since March of 2020, 112 residents in the region have succumbed to the virus. Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph Public Health is reporting several outbreaks as well, including the Louise Marshall Hospital in Mount Forest, affecting the inpatient medicine unit. Mandatory random COVID-19 testing resumed for travelers today coming into Canada through 4 major airports, including Toronto. But the actual tests will be completed outside the airports, either in an in-person appointment or through a virtual appointment. Ottawa paused the random testing of vaccinated travelers entering Canada by air last month, as it worked to move the actual process to locations outside of the airports. The situation at Canadian airports has remained chaotic at times since the testing was put on hold. A sail training vessel from the Royal Canadian Navy is stopping in Tobermory today. HMCS Oriole has made recent stops in Collingwood and Owen Sound. It will be at the town dock in the ferry terminal at Tobermory between 1 and 4 p.m. and from 10 to 4 tomorrow. The Oriole is taking part in the Great Lakes redeployment, which sees the Canadian Navy visiting several communities in the Great Lakes and along the St. Lawrence Seaway. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. The National League facing the American League in Los Angeles at 8 o'clock. New rules mean if the game is tied after 9 innings, it will go to a mini home run derby. At that point, each league would send up 3 hitters, and each hitter would get 3 swings to determine the winner. Huron County men's fastball action has Wingham in Walton tonight for an 8 o'clock start. The Saskatchewan Roughriders say several members of the team have tested positive for COVID-19. The organization confirms there are players and members of the support staff that are affected. Saskatchewan is set to host Toronto Saturday after the Argos won their game in Halifax this past weekend. A heat warning continues for Huron, Perth, Wellington, and Southern Grey. A mix of sun and cloud today with the chance of showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot and sticky with the Humidex hitting 38. Clearing tonight, low 22. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. A few showers beginning in the afternoon. Possibility of a thunderstorm as well. Windy at times, high 30, and a Humidex of 37. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 28. And a mix of sun and cloud for Friday as well. High 28 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.